Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, consumer advocate, health journalist, John Rappaport will be joining us coming up in about 5 minutes on this 19th day of October, 2005. And we will open the phones up in the second half of this hour if you want to talk to John Rappaport about the bird flu. Obviously, there's a lot of other important news. White House watch, Cheney resignation rumors fly. This rumor was pushed out there by the Washington Post. And the Washington Post is getting ready to gut Lord Cheney. And the Washington Post is the Bilderberg representative of Europe in the U.S. media. That is well known. Then that means Lord Bush is going to be a sacrificial political lamb, much like Nixon and Clinton were. See, they've got to discredit the presidency, they've got to discredit America, they've got to make us all lose faith, and then blame our system for it. You see, the globalists don't just want to get their agenda through, they then want to demoralize us and make us think it's our government doing this, when really it's criminal interests that have seized control of our government. Big distinction there. So we'll get into that. Big articles all over the news today in the newspapers saying, oh yeah, there's moves federally and at state levels. You get pulled over for any reason, we're going to go ahead and take your DNA and put it in a database. And again, they're just getting you ready to accept what's already been happening. If you're 33 years old or younger, for 33 years, secret federal program, now public. I mean, I've had congressmen on about this saying they're against it. And it's five countries do this, all started 33 years ago. The U.S., England, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. I call them the echelon countries because they all implemented echelon in the early 50s. They all have the same programs. Like here, it's Head Start. Over in England, it's Secure Start. And Australia, what is it, Smart Start. Same camera, same control grid, same drugging of the kids. It's just, we have the same government. It's the same New World Order. Exact same policies. I call it hyper-echelon countries like the Netherlands and Finland, where they're like 5-10 years ahead of us. They're even worse, folks. I mean, it's just euthanasia. Your bank account is held by the government. Instant tickets everywhere, depending on how much money you make. People get $1 million speeding tickets. Total control. Everything you do is tracked. Every phone call you make is recorded in full. I mean, this is mainstream news. Just everything totally controlled. Total control. That's what, you want to know what life's going to be like, folks? Finland. But with an added just horribleness. An added horror. So we'll get into that. And earlier I played this where up in Ohio, you hadn't paid $1.16 in property taxes by mistake. They just come out and arrest you. And they just go, hey, you owe us the money. It ain't fair to the rest of the community or to Boss Hogg who pockets it. And folks, when people are going to jail for a dollar, this country's gone. And you think that's bad? It's only going to get worse. Wait till they blow out the economy, and well, we got to make people work when they're in prison. Why, taxpayers are paying for it. So we're not even going to pay you 20 cents an hour now. You're going to be a slave. All the fools on the outside will go, yeah, make them work. Yeah, taking your job, competing against you. I mean, come on, start putting two and two together here. And see, as the economy gets worse and worse, as things get worse and worse, people will only beg the government more. They'll only follow the orders more. They'll only tattle on neighbors more. They'll only lick boots more. And it'll only get worse and worse, but they'll just think by groveling and prostrating themselves before the global government that everything will be all right. Well, I just got to keep my job as a cop. Doesn't matter, they took my pension fund. Oh, they're going to take your pension fund, cops, but at least I got this job. At least I'm not like most people. At least I got some authority. They're going to take everything we've got. They're going to even lay off most cops. It's all going to be computerized. Taxation regulation with highly trained, bloodthirsty, killer SWAT teams ready to swoop on anyone that doesn't follow orders. But the old beat cop, you're not going to see them anymore. It will just be maintenance crews working on the computers and cameras. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones. Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they seize? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just a heads up, the rest of this week and next week, we've got amazing guests every single day. We got people that work inside Abu Ghraib coming on. We've got congressmen coming on with bombshell information. We got Dr. Lynn Horowitz coming on. We got Colonel Craig Roberts coming on, who's been saying Bush is gearing up for martial law. So many people coming up this week. Frosty Wooldridge for the full hour, coming up next hour, getting into the globalist plan to totally get rid of our borders. For the next 30 minutes or so, and we will have time to take a few calls after the half-hour break, we've got John Rappaport, investigative journalist, health journalist, written for some of the biggest newspapers in the country and publications. He's been spot on about SARS, bird flu, all of it. And we had Ron Paul on, who's a medical doctor, last week. He said that all the evidence points towards this thing being total hype. And I said, well, why are they pushing for it? And he said, well, the government wants martial law to get our guns. Now, that's the most conservative member of Congress. I think that article should have gotten more attention than it did. But I was talking to John during the break. He did raise it, so at least he knows about it. And that's why he's informed. But anybody, whether it's John Rappaport or Alex Jones or Ron Paul or Colonel Roberts, if you got a brain cell in your head, you look at this, it's obvious what's happening. So here to talk about how they want to force the vaccine on us, the martial law, all of this is John Rappaport. John, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, great to be here, Alex. Yeah, it definitely is turning into a military operation, and that's exactly what they want. And as I've been predicting for quite a long time, when you put in martial law, troops in the street, military control under the guise of medical emergencies, then it looks like there is no political point of view and everybody just kind of nods and goes along
with it. You said that here a year ago. You said that here a month ago.
Yeah, and so here we go, because you can obviously see that they're trying to lead up to something here with this. The virus itself is not the problem. It's complete hype. I mean, when you have 60 people dead, supposedly, I underline that, from this virus over the last 2 to 3 years, then anybody with, as you say, a single brain cell alive realizes that this is not a threat. But it's what they do. It's the solution to the imaginary problem that always, you know, is the hook. And in this case, it's military presence, it's military control, and it is the vaccine, because all vaccines have a toxic effect, and so will this one when they release it, when they finally start. You know, they've got orders in for several hundred million doses of a vaccine that will, even by conventional standards, have nothing to do with the particular strain of the virus that they're hyping.
Now, let's be clear. The last 5 years, it hasn't been the same shot or the same flu, but people knowing that still line up. It's total lunacy. And let's be clear. We're not saying that there isn't a crisis, but the crisis, from all the evidence, isn't this virus that hasn't even mutated yet, to the point of being human-to-human transfer. The crisis is the takeover.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always the solution. You know, it's the imaginary crisis, and then you've got the solution to that. And, you know, that's what they're planning. That's what all this incredible hysterical propaganda spreading around the world about this bird flu is really all about. That they can start to declare certain states of emergency in certain places around the world based on absolutely nothing. Because already the European Union has said that, you know, they're not going to import the birds from Turkey or Romania or this or that. And, you know, so all that has to happen is that somebody says, hey, we got 16 cases in Indianapolis, and you're going to see troops. You're going to see National Guard. You're going to see all kinds of quarantine and this and that. And the actual case numbers don't matter. Nothing matters, because it's all been hyped from the very beginning. So people are now accustomed to that.
And they'll have people on TV begging for more trips. You know, they'll find the one idiot who... here's an example. I have a friend who works at the local airport in security. And, you know, a few months ago during a bunch of checkpoints and searches, he watched Local News 8 sit there and literally interview over 50 people who hated it. And then one little old lady said, "I love being searched. I love the troops." And then he said, "I know that's going to be on the news." And guess what was on the news?
There you go.
The one little old lady.
I recently read an Associated Press piece that listed about, I'm going to guess, 25 airports around the United States that already have sort of quarantine areas operating, including LAX is about to come online.
And this is all to prepare us just for people to disappear, people to be arrested, people to be picked up. Martial law is good.
You know, sent to hospitals for testing, all of that kind of thing, you see. And, you know, that's the way they play the game, and that's what's happening here. So it has, as I say, nothing to do with a gigantic outbreak. That's complete hype. But they don't need that now. All they need to say is imminent danger confirmed by medical authorities at the CDC, and therefore we're closing this airport, we're quarantining this area, and we've got troops there to make sure that everybody is safe and protected, blah, blah, blah. And it's another step on the road to conditioning people to the presence of the military and military enforcement that completely rules out any sort of, you know, civil rights.
You just said it, John Rappaport. You're always spot on. This doesn't have to be the martial law takeover, just like New Orleans wasn't. Mexican, Dutch, British troops just getting used to it. Martial law, some gun confiscation. It's just more and more conditioning. Same thing with this bird flu. This could be a dry run. have a little bit of martial law here, there, in Europe, maybe here. The government saves us. They control it. Then a year, 2 years from now, they release a chemical weapon or a bioweapon and then say, oh, it's some new super bird flu, and then that's when they really move on us.
Yeah, and they start, exactly, and they start cutting off travel like they did with SARS, only this time it'll be more extensive. Certain, you know, travel bans will be laid on, and people will get used to that. And it's all a process of conditioning. You know, there's some scientific data that people should understand that is underpinning this that is completely ridiculous, and I'll try to explain it in a few words, and that is this. Most tests for diseases these days are blood tests that are run to detect antibodies to a certain germ. Antibodies are scouts that the immune system sends out to combat specific germs. Well, traditionally, antibodies have always been a sign of immunity, natural immunity that the body produces. But when AIDS came along in the early 80s or mid-80s, that science was turned on its head by a bunch of lunatics at the National Institutes of Health who claimed that if you tested positive for antibodies, that meant that you were either sick now or were going to get sick and you would die. So I decided to track down on the bird flu to see how they were testing people. Because there's two ways to do it. One is you test for antibodies, which is useless and means nothing. And the other is you actually try to find the virus itself and isolate it. And I found article after article after article about situations around the world where they were testing both animals and humans. And for the most part, it was total antibody testing, which is totally useless, means nothing, is unscientific.
Well, John, what is it when I read, and I see this in footnotes in the articles, they think that these birds had this virus. They think, in many cases, or they think the bird died, or they think the person died. If you read the footnote, they will admit they don't even know what's killing them.
Exactly. You read all of these stories, the headline is hysterical, and then you read down about 10 paragraphs, and somebody will say, some medical guy, of course, we don't really know, we're not sure, and probably, I mean, I've read three or four of these statements, probably this particular virus, H5N1, won't be the virus that causes a human epidemic, but it'll be some other virus, which is like saying, you know, sometime in the future a lot of people are going to die from something, which anybody can predict without a medical degree.
Well, here's one. What about this, John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com? Bird flu will kill 50,000 people, but not this year.
Right.
And, you know, now Sir Liam, the head medical doctor over in England, he's saying that, oh, you know, now they're already hedging their bets, and then the Patriots, we're going to get accused for fear-mongering when it doesn't come, and everybody will forget it's the government that put all this out, just like they did with Y2K.
Exactly. That's exactly what will happen. It's happened before. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago we had this gigantic scare campaign to say that because they had found all this contaminated flu vaccine in England that was destined for the United States, that we were going to have a terrible flu season. And it turned out to be a very light flu season, but they just forgot all about it. And that was the end of that.
Nobody well, some studies came out showing that because people didn't take the flu shot, that actually people were getting the flu from the shot.
Yeah, that's the obvious conclusion, right? And so I saw an article the other day that was buried in the newspapers. It said, flu season gets off to a slow start. You know, so the actual so-called flu season, which is upon us now, you know, nothing's happening. And yet at the same time, there's all this incredible hysteria about the bird flu and what's going to happen. And it's total hype. It's total lies. And we've, you know, really covered what the purpose of it is. This is what they're trying to conceal, is that it's a military operation. That's where they've put it now. And Bush is going along with it completely.
Stay there, John Rappaport. I want to get your take on how this ties in with discussions of indictments and the rest of it, and where you think all of this is going. Let's look deeper into your crystal ball and find out what you think is going to happen as we project into the future, as we analyze the different pieces of the puzzle we have.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters, used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments, to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. Amazing information. Just spot on research. You go to Infowars.com. You can link through over to John's site. We're going to hold him a few minutes over into the next segment. Take two or three calls specifically for him. 1-800-259-9231. We're taking calls on subject after this next break. 1-800-259-9231. John, a couple questions. Where do you see it all going? Do you think this escalation of the fear-mongering has to do with the fact that there's talk now in the Washington Post and U.S. News and World Report of indictments of Cheney, resignations by Cheney, Or is Bush literally just a front man, the globalists are above him doing all this?
Well, he's a front man, but I think that he's not really exactly on the same page as the globalists. In other words, they're using him to put the United States in a worse and worse and worse position, and he is not the kind of guy, certainly, who could think his way out of it if he knew what was going on. The whole war in Iraq and so forth, it was so easy to predict after, you know, the 9/11 operation that he would go immediately to do that, further damaging the power of the United States and so on, that to me it's quite clear that that was an operation that was laid on with the purpose of getting him to do exactly what he did. Because under the globalist setup, you can't have one nation that is devastatingly more powerful than all the other nations, otherwise you don't get complete globalism. And so the idea is to keep chipping away and chipping away and chipping away at the state of mind and the state of the economy. And
you know, it's funny, we've been saying this for years, John, but now even some mainstream writers are going, hey, the plan wasn't to get the oil, it was to stop it from flowing. Hey, the plan, Europe really owns our corporations, and so they're letting us be the bad cop, they're going to be the good cop. Hey, this country's being sucked dry. People are finally, I think, starting to get the paradigm.
I think more people are, in fact, realizing that the invisible government really does exist, and that it has an agenda which is in no possible way good for the United States or any other country. But part of that agenda is to reduce the power and the will and the intelligence of the United States, and I might also say the health, because...
Well, we're being set up for a big fall.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been going on for a very long time, and because the power of the major media is so pervasive and so many people are stuck into it, things can accelerate.
But, John,
quickly.
I think it's coming to a head, because it seems like they're in a, and there's no better word than this, an orgy of looting and grabbing and snatching. It seems like they've thrown any restraint to the wind, and they're just totally going wild, and they don't seem to care that their whole false paradigm is being exposed. Why is that?
I think there's a certain amount of hysteria among various elites. It may not be recognizable on the surface, but as you say, grab is a very good word, because as things deteriorate, even among the elites, people start to splinter and look out for their own interests without really caring what's going to happen on the overall scene. And so you get
motley...
a lot more thuggery and criminality and gigantic amounts of, million and billion dollar looting and all of that kind of thing that
so
go
it's
on.
Like a pirate ship where they're all fighting with each other.
Yeah, it's organized on one level, and there are people who are, really demonically cool about it all, that are trying to, maintain restraint. But lots of people among these vicious elites are jumping ship, and they're looking out for their own interests, and they're stealing everything they can get their hands on, because they see up the road that some very bad things are
going to
happen.
Yeah, what is going to happen, in your opinion? Because they're all buying land in Montana with armored gates, or they're buying private islands with private security. I mean, literally, folks, this has been mainstream news. There is an exodus out of this country and out of Europe.
Yeah. The way I've been describing it for a number of years is, among the elites, there are the Plan A and Plan B people. The Plan A people are the true globalists. They want to do it drop by drop by drop, taking over more and more and more. And they want to do it as invisibly as possible. And the big mega corporations, transnationals, are their spearheads. They basically want to own everything eventually. The Plan B people are, the sheer crazies, the sort of the Nazis. And they want to create as much chaos as fast as they can, destroy as much as possible, and build on
John Rappaport, I totally agree with you.
Build on the ashes.
We got a break. Stay right there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
All right, Paula in Florida and others want to talk to John Rappaport. We'll talk to you here in just a few minutes. And again, questions specifically for John and a bunch of callers, but they're all over the map. 1-800-259-9231. John Rappaport, finishing up what you were saying, during the break we were talking again, it's just this insane frothing like a feeding frenzy of black-tip sharks just biting each other in their greediness. And you had a good answer during the break when I was talking to you of why they're doing this.
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, people have to realize that these elitist characters, you know, they aren't made out of steel either. They get scared, and that, I think that that is happening to an increasing degree. So when that happens, they look up the road and they say, man, I don't know exactly what's going to happen here and whether we can control it, so I'm going to look out for number one and take everything I can get and find some place that I think is safe. And that's, you know, a mentality that I think more and more is moving into that arena.
And for those that don't know, we try to chronicle the criminal activities of the global elite here on this broadcast, but the looting is the greatest in history. I mean, out in the open, just mass criminality, it dwarfs anything we've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you read a story about whatever it is, a billion, 5 billion, 10 billion, who knows how much money is just missing from Iraq alone, you know, on one level. And nobody says anything. I mean, there it is in the papers, you know, and then it's it disappears.
Well, I've got congressional testimony where they openly discussed $3 trillion missing from the Pentagon in the last 5 years, and Rumsfeld says, I don't know where it is, and I'm not going to answer your question.
Exactly. You know, and then everybody just goes home.
Oh, trillions missing. Okay.
Okay. You know, so that's the way that is. And it's this sort of mentality of, submission.
But it seems to be spreading where you underpaid your income taxes for this city by $1. We're arresting you. And the cops have got their hands on their guns. I mean, it seems like a mass mental illness, John.
I think it is. I think it is. I think part of it comes from, you know, this incredible consumerist society where people get hysterical because they want to buy more and more and more, and then they realize they don't really need anything else, but they still, you know, have that addiction.
You know, what is that? I mean, things are really a hassle. I'm not saying I'm like some type of priest or something or monk, but I really can't stand things.
Yeah, they kind of, you know, after a certain point, all they do is get in the way because you got to take care of them. You know, you got to clean them and you put them somewhere and take them with you. And, you know, people everywhere they go now, they've got, you know, cell phones and this and handheld that. It's as if, you know, they're all frightened out of their minds that they're going to have to spend 1 minute alone silently without anything interfering with them. And no static in their head, and they can't stand that. And I think, you know, on some level, that builds up the general hysteria that you see around us. And when you look at people that don't seem to be hysterical, those are the people generally who can stop and say, well, you know, basically, I've got enough. I don't need to get on that, you know, that merry-go-round and do that. And with that, plus the credit cards, you know, just going through the roof, in terms of debt and so forth, when people read, oh, there's $2 trillion missing, they say, yeah, well, I can understand that because, you know, I owe X amount of money myself, and so does everybody else I know. So I guess we're all living on credit now, and who cares? And
But that was all designed by these globalists to enslave us, and I don't think people know that by design this party's about to end. I want to take one call from Paula in Florida is all we have time with our guest, but we'll go to your other calls. Once he's gone, Ron and others that are holding. But, John, where do you see it going? I mean, we do see the wheat being separated from the chaff. For every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. People are waking up, but at the same time, the evil is getting even greater. How do you see this shaking out?
Well, one of the things I see is that as more people become aware, which they are, of what's really going on, there's going to be an increasing drive toward decentralization. I mean, people are going to find ways to live that take them as much as possible off the grid, so to speak. More and more of that I see happening and is going to happen because people are aware that if they are just completely plugged into the grid forever, it's going to be a real bad situation. So you see people who are trying to decentralize and become more and more self-sufficient away from all of this madness. And where that leads, I mean, that's a long road up ahead, but to me, I think there are a lot of positive factors.
When
that.
Do you think they're going to release a chemical weapon and say it's a bio attack?
Well, I would think in the next couple, 3 years that's going to happen, maybe sooner. But, you know, I still think they're going to try to do it locally because that way they can control it. And they can say this is symptomatic of something much bigger, so we got to close down 13 airports.
And you need us. We're the authorities. We're the officials. You need us.
Exactly.
You need us to run your life.
Exactly.
It's all about that.
And if it gets, you know, if it's too widespread, I mean, if they try to, you know, drop a bunch of chemicals over 14 states, I mean, then you've got total chaos. Total chaos. So they're going to try to do it in ways, as you say, that they can still control, and then people will say, boy, we sure need that control. Give us more.
All right, one call for our guest, Paula in Florida. Paula, go ahead.
Hi, Alex, and God bless you, hon, and you're going to get a crown when you go home. But I just want to let you know, this storm, Richard Hoagland got on the Coast Coast website, somebody's controlling the storm. They had two things coming down.
Well, I want to get Hoagland on about that. I mean, look, I had the former head of the Pentagon's weather weapons on. I had the meteorologist on who did it in Vietnam and after that, and he says they can, with old technology, stop and slow down and dissipate hurricanes, and he says, why won't they do it? John Rappaport, you got a comment on that?
Yeah, I think that's Livingston. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I read the same piece, and
getting worse.
They have that technology. They could be using it right now with this new one that's, you know, gearing up.
Well, it's getting worse.
Now, and I mean, it's not like we're saying somebody we found under a cabbage leaf told us this. He's the guy that ran the program. But, Paula, is that your question for John Rappaport?
Well, not only that, but I just want to say I've been letting everybody know what y'all have been saying. I mean, I've been calling the news stations, and, I mean, they're getting pretty upset with me, but they told me not to call anymore.
So, Paula, what do you think about the bird flu? What do you think about what
I believe what you're saying. It's hype. And, I mean, this is crazy, and I'm telling everybody about it. And you're exactly right on the money.
Well, Paula, I appreciate it. In closing, John Rappaport, they lose credibility, but it doesn't matter. They just keep moving forward. I mean, when this bird flu doesn't happen, and to be specific, they could claim there are 10 cases, as you said, and quote, quarantine it and then declare victory and see we were right, but that's pure bull. I mean, when do they lose credibility?
You know, I think it's already happening. I mean, I know a whole lot of people that don't believe this hype at all. And I hear from them and I talk to them. So I think more and more people are, you know, defecting from that whole model of listen to the medical authorities. I think that's really happening to a much greater degree. And that's why they keep laying on the propaganda more and more heavily, because they know that. So they're just trying to, you know, overwhelm
that. But isn't it like a heroin addict? They've got to have a bigger injection each time. I mean, now, before I even come out and say the government's doing the London bombings, the mainstream news is saying it, and the British people are saying it. And they have polls, and the people think it's the government. You know, now people are jumping to that conclusion even before the evidence comes in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, where does that lead them? They say, well, we got to create bigger and worse, hysteria. If they don't believe this one, then we have to go somewhere else. And the medical area is a very good one for them because so many people are hypnotized by that. So they keep going back to that well.
All right. NoMoreFakeNews.com. NoMoreFakeNews.com. What should folks check out there when they go to the site, John?
Well, just see my stories, spread out there. I change them every couple of days, and, they'll see stories about what we've been talking about. So just read and absorb.
All right, John Rappaport, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate it.
We'll see you. Bye. Folks, we got Frosty Wolders coming up. I want to take a few calls right now, get into some other news. But I've been chastised. I've been criticized. We're not saying the sky is falling and run for the hills and, you know, we're all dead, give up all your rights, you know, the bird flu is coming. And there are a lot of, you know, people, I guess we call patriots or truth tellers or truth seekers, who have jumped on this bandwagon. And, you know, I think they hurt themselves credibility-wise. And I think in the long term, they lose credibility. And credibility is something that we desperately need. I mean, we have a lot more credibility than the mainstream media has, but that really isn't saying that much. And so before we say we know hurricanes are controlled, we've got to do the research. Before we say that the bird flu is going to kill us tomorrow, we've got to do the research. I mean, by the last 6 months before Y2K, I knew it was a fraud. I hoped and prayed that, you know, nothing bad would happen, because a year before Y2K, it was the Navy put out a report and said 68 cities, total power outage, hundreds of thousands dead, rioting. The Y2K czar said, well, we're going to be destroyed. But 6 months before, they started saying, oh, we never said that. It's those kooks. They're the ones. And then I have people walk up to me and say, well, you said Y2K. And I'm like, No, I didn't. Again, back then I still said, well, maybe what the government's saying is true, but I don't think so. And, you know, I didn't sit here on the air selling a single thing Y2K related, other than water filters, I didn't even have a water filter sponsor at that time. That's right. I bought water filters at that time for myself. So you know, even then I did, but still I got to deal with that, you know, in the local newspaper. Oh, Alex, but don't forget Alex Jones is the one that talks about Y2K. No, I didn't. No, I don't. I remember some good advice Mike Hansen gave me about 6 months before Y2K. He said, well, Alex, this is not going to happen. This is government propaganda. He said, just you need to get away from this fast. And I was one of the first people to get away from it. But other patriots didn't care. They didn't care about losing credibility. They were there right up to the day. Life is going to end tomorrow. Send me your money. But see, I don't care about money, so it doesn't matter. I mean, I could easily sit up here and give you the magic cure that only I have, and it's only $500, and I could literally be rolling in cash, and I could rationalize that, well, I'm going to do this and use this money to fight the New World Order. Or, well, you can't prove the bird flu isn't going to kill everybody, so I might as well. No, I just said, well, let me tell you about some stuff that you can get at the local drugstore. They've got this elderberry syrup. They've got this oil of oregano. They've got the red wine extract. The, you know, these are things we know that'll knock this stuff out and is even better than the pill they're producing out of Canada that Rumsfeld is making all the money off of. We've interviewed health writers, doctors, MDs, you name it about it. And we've done the research. And, you know, it wouldn't be immoral or unethical for me to sit here and sell elderberry syrup, but I'm just not doing it. Because it just gets too close off into all of that snake oil charlatan world. And folks, I got credibility. My delivery may be helter-skelter sometimes, but I'm telling you what I've really studied. I'm telling you what's really going on. I mean, this is serious business here. And there are so many people who just go more and more off into the deep end, more and more off into the extreme of stuff happening with the New World Order, instead of sticking to what we can prove, instead of sticking to what we know, and it's very destructive. And we're going to go to Ron in New York here in just a moment. People ask me, you know, why I've been talking about this a lot lately, because it's embarrassing to me. For every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. Okay? And don't toot your horn if the feds announce 15 cases of bird flu and declare martial law and go, see, we told you. No, we told you. It's a bunch of hype. I mean, you may stack your bank accounts out there. I'm talking about Rumsfeld and the media and all these people. But we'll lose this country. This is about life and death, folks. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. This is serious. But I know this. If you want something real that will protect you from known poisons, carcinogens, toxins, bacteria, heavy metals, then you need the British Berkey or American Berkey. They got them both. And I've seen the studies, the university studies. The American Berkey is less money, and it's heads above the British, but they're the big national distributor of the British. They got those two, if that's what you want. They're less expensive than made in China, made in India knockoffs that are pieces of junk, and you get free gifts. You can order them off InfoWars.com on our secure shopping cart, the sports bottles, the big Berkeys, the black Berkeys, and you just tell us if you want potassium iodate, a bottle of that to protect you if there's a radiological event. Or you just tell us if you want a sheltering-in-place DVD or if you want a sports bottle. Or you call toll-free 1-888-803-4438. I know they're poisoning us through the water. I got so much documented evidence of that, I'm drowning in it, pun intended. I mean, I know that it helps you to stop drinking the tap water. No matter what Andy Rooney said last 60 minutes about how evil, you know, this filtered water is. He also says we all need microchips to prove we're good people. I know you can cut out 70-plus percent of the toxins in your body by drinking filtered water. So give them a call right now. It will not protect you from superflus, though it will build your immunity. It's no magic cure here. Sorry, I don't have any laudanum to sell you. 1-888-803-4438. It's real. It's made in America. Can you handle it? Can you handle the truth? 1-888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com or order via Infowars.com and tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the best deals. And then in closing, I'm not going to belabor it. I'm not going to talk about it all day. I've made some of the best documentaries fighting the New World Order out there, bar none. They're all lengthy. They're all very well produced, high production value, and it makes this broadcast possible. So by getting these videos that won't cure cancer, but they will free your mind, you will help support this broadcast and what we're doing. And you need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where for 15 cents a day you get my weekly TV reports, my special video reports, archived classic TV shows that no one's ever seen outside Austin, all of my films, a bunch of other films, ebooks, all my best audio interviews, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Everybody should be a member. PrisonPlanet.tv. And you know your support goes directly into the muzzle of our info weapons to be fired at the enemy. Wake the American people up. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit Infowars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We're going to go to Ron and Ruben and Bill, and we got Frosty Wooldridge coming up. Talk about another one of the problems this country faces. I'm going to be showing my new film. It's not even out yet on DVD or VHS, The Order of Death, and it's a double feature, the new mini-documentary. No, it's over 40 minutes, so it's really a film. Along with the re-edited, remastered, cut down, but with new information added, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. One more showing because the others sold out 3 or 4 days beforehand. One more showing next Thursday, 7 o'clock, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. And go ahead and get your tickets at InfoWars.com or go to DraftHouse.com and click on the South Lamar location. Very easy to get the tickets online. Or if you live in Central Texas and you're driving down South Lamar or have family that lives here, get them to go to the box office and buy you the tickets now, because what happens is people don't buy tickets, you know, when it goes on sale 2 weeks before, and then 4 days before they buy all the tickets in one day. And then it's just a great theater. I hope to see everybody out there. And you'll see a different version than folks saw a couple weeks ago here in Austin at two overflow sellout crowds. I've added a few minutes and cut out a few things more, and so it'll be a different film than what people saw a few weeks ago. That's coming up next Thursday. Go ahead and get your tickets while you can. I hope to see you out there. I want to thank all those that did come out. And if you missed the website to get hard copies of my films, and we got a bunch of new discounts coming out today, a bunch of new specials, it's InfoWars.com to get hard copies or sign up online to see them at PrisonPlanet.tv, or here's the toll-free number, 1-888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
It's a very good show today. It's interesting because I noticed some things in today's paper. The Bush Tax Commission is making recommendations that your listeners should know about that's going to cause a large, painful economic impact on the people of this country. I hope the people enjoyed the foreign adventure in the Middle East, because they're going to pay for it now with foreclosures and forfeiture if those Tax Commission's recommendations are adopted, and you bet they will be.
That's the thing. They give us a 7% tax cut on average, and then they devalue the dollar by 45%. Now, folks, do the math. 45% is worse than 7%.
Well, the Tax Commission at Bush impaneled is also recommending elimination of deduction for state taxes, the lowering or elimination of deduction for mortgage payment and so forth.
My dad has said that always when Republicans come in, and he's a conservative, by the way, that they always cut taxes one way and then rip you off another.
Right. Well, I'm a conservative, too. Let's not confuse the gang that's in Washington as conservatives. They're just hiding behind the mask.
Well, that is in my stack, and I'm glad you brought it up, Ron. We're talking about massive raping that we're now going to face.
And in addition, this thing with the avian bird flu, it is insane. It is patently insane for people to be frightened by this. In the continent of Asia, with approximately 4 billion people, largely an undeveloped continent, only 6 deaths occurred over 3 years, and we think there's going to be a pandemic in this country from that. Not naturally speaking, maybe if some certain New World Order types get in, maybe they might, you know, I don't know, play games with the virus or something, but naturally speaking, that's no threat to us.
Look, they're never going to give up control. They're going to have to be forcibly removed, and we're waking up, and I have no doubt that they're not going to release some plague on us in the future. The point is, this is a bunch of hype to get us psychologically prepared for it. We're being domesticated, and a bunch of patriots are playing along with the fear-mongering, and I'm sick of it.
I saw something today, and you're right about fear-mongering. I call that stampeding of the masses, like mindless cattle. But I saw something today, police helicopters flying low and the high-level jet fighter canopy over New York. Who knows what's up? I saw that today. A lot of people have noticed that. It's been more active than it has been in the several years. So what the heck could be going on? They're getting ready to start a new round of getting us into a panic, so we submit more and more and more. But we're submitting to our own self-strangulation.
You're right. We'll be right back. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.